word. Actually, it's a letter at the end of the sixth line. Ooh. Raviosa.
This Gemara in Sushami where it takes more abuse than it's remarkable how much.
I figure that this will be my. Eventually, I'll get a nice reset. That's just what I'll do.
Is this the Vilna pagination?
This is the Vilna pagination, yeah. But there is a nicer set, a more expensive, larger set, so someday I'll get it. In the meantime, this is the one I'm knocking around for my notes for my eventual safer on Yerushalmi.
Okay.
That's
right. You're laughing. We'll see. Laugh, scoffers. So the Gemara says, Raviosa. That's the 1, 2, 3, sixth line down. Now, in the Mishnah, it said that you can read a Megillah for a person who's a foreigner in a foreign language, to a loes in las. So he stresses that it's got to be the Megillah itself that you're reading out of has to be written in las. In other words, you can't read from a Hebrew Megillah in English. That's what it sounds like, at least. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a ridiculous question.
Okay.
The way you translated the Mishnah was the way the Corbinator translated it, saying laws meaning any language understood by the people. A few blocks back, we talked about Ksiva the Sefer Torah. The word laws was specific Greek.
Yeah, but there's another word on this page which means Greek. That's why I don't think it means Greek here. That's why here it's not the Greek language. That's the impression I have. Okay, so it says, Manakam, what are you talking about? Ink shoy saksuva shuris. Now, shuris here means the ksav, the writing is Assyrian, but actually it's about Hebrew language, okay? Ink shoy saksuva.
It would be more correct to say. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's good you're awake tonight. Yeah.
It's unusual. It's only the beginning.
Yes.
Is it really the Phoenician script?
You're just showing off. I have no idea.
No, I'm serious. It's because
the Phoenician script is very similar to all ancient Hebrew.
It is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The rod.
My old World Book Encyclopedia, those little letters.
No, they're very similar to ancient Hebrew.
Oh,
it is?
Yeah. In the Ten Commandments.
That's right.
That was Ksavashus.
Yeah, the Samaritans still write the Sefer Torah that way. No, that was not Ksavashus. That was Ksav Ivris.
Oh, that was
Yes. I never watched the whole Ten Commandments, but I have seen snippets of it. And that's, they actually had an ancient Hebrew on the tablets. So, that's what I was thinking. That was, but that's Ivris Rat, which is similar to Phoenician. I think Ashuris is really not the same thing. So, name and so, Samaikim, Inkshari Soksuv Ashuris, if it's talking about, if you're going to tell us where it's written Ashuris, Vitirgam Abulazi, you translate it into a foreign language. So, Ray learned that. That's that which we learned in the Mishnah. It's Bechol Lashon, Yunayotze. Yunayotze, Vitzchol Lashon, even if it's written in Ashuris. Im Shaysak Suva Balaz with Turgum Ashuris. What about the other way? It's written in a foreign language, but you translate it to Hebrew. Although the time that's that which we learned, that's no good either. Ma ben Sifu Svarim Megill says there. What did it change? Other Svarim Megill says there. Shall Svarim Nichtav Bechol Ashur. Other Svarim can be written in any language. Megill says there. Ain't Nichtav Sel Ashuris. Can only be written in Hebrew. Amr Shmuel bar Sisrati Tipater. It's about a case where it's a ksuva gignaton. Now gignaton, according to Ridbaz, means in Greek. But the Gilgit Ephraim is a very interesting svara here. The Gilgit Ephraim at the bottom. It says gignaton. It's like you see it very rarely in Megillah, which is actually I don't know if I've ever seen it, but the Megillah, which is written in both Hebrew and English. In other words, the Megillah itself contains the English translation, or the Laz translation. So, if you read the Shas, you can read it on that Megillah and be Yotzei the Mitzvah, one which bears the translation inside of it. So, actually, so he says that's the case, and that going back, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shem Ariyachu said that even if it's written in Laz, then it's no good, but if it's written in Laz and Gignata, written in both languages, so it's okay. Alright? So according to Ridbaz, it means if it's written in Greek, it's okay.
According to the Gilead Ephraim, means if written in both languages, the Hebrew and English, you can be Yotze with the Hebrew part of it. See, right? Sefer Torah, I assume, although I don't know for sure, Sefer Torah, I assume if there's English translation or Aramaic translation built into the Sefer Torah, it's possible. But here in the Megillah, it's okay. That's my impression. Okay, from this, so according to Gilead Ephraim.
Why would it be possible if it also has the Hebrew?
I guess because it seems to me that it's probably like Baal Tosef. I'm making this up, obviously, but that seems to me that you're not allowed to have stuff in Sefer Torah which is not part of the Mesorah. That's you're also not allowed to have Nekudos in the Sefer Torah. Because Nekudos are not part of the Mesorah. Okay? So that's what it seems to me. But in any event, but the Megillah is not like that. Now, truth is, because that's inherently in the Megillah, that's our Mishnah says. Megillah really is slightly different than Kriyas HaTorah, even though very similar in the way it's written. But Megillah is, after all, done for Pisa Manes, to publicize the miracle. So therefore, there's certain leniencies which have to do with laning, which are one which we're going to learn in a minute, which have to do, I think, with the fact that it's primarily meant to focus on the miracle. So it says, therefore, as a result, we have this school here. Tani Shmuel learned, Tavi Shmid Pasuk Echad. It's an interesting thing. They used to be Metargin the Megillah. They used to translate, just like they used to translate the Kriya in the middle, they used to translate the Megillah in the middle. So if a guy made a mistake, and he forgot Pasuk Echad, but the Metargin translated it. So it's the laner forgot it, but the translator translated it. Yotza. Why?
Is that a hefsek?
No, so vice versa, it's not. It comes out that you're really the only thing that ought to be mafsek is in fact something which is not main on Megillah. In fact, might be even to tell a kid to keep quiet in the middle of Megillah, since it's not, you know, it's not some other topic. It's not like discussing the stock market. So if you're telling somebody to be quiet in the middle of Megillah, there might even not be a hefsek. Because you see, Targum is not hefsek. So didn't we say Armi Yucholoshin Lo Yotza Vatach Ein? We said, if you read any language of Yotza, you're saying like this. So Shmuel Kedaita. Shmuel's like around reasoning. It says Rabbi Shmuel, but that's not his name. It's either Dish Shmuel Omar, or you take out the Reish. So the Shmuel Omar Hoysa Kesuva. The Kehilchasov is written properly. Halauz Yotze Babalaz. If it was written properly, Shmuel holds, in other words, if it's written in Ashuris, you are Yotze in Laz. In other words, we just said before, we assume that if it's written in Hebrew and you translate it from the Hebrew, you're not Yotze, but Shmuel holds you are. As long as it's written properly, it doesn't matter that you read in a different language. Rabbi Avo argues. Rabbi Avo Shem Rezer says, Yodea Ashuris, Yodea Laz. A person knows both Hebrew and he knows foreign languages. Yoytze ba, it should be not belaz ve'ashuris, but rather yoytze ba'ashuris. That correction is made by the Leiden manuscript and by the Ramban. So they say the Rabbi Avo holds no. If you know Ashuris and you know Laz, you gotta read it Ashuris. Doesn't matter. If I know Hebrew and I know English, I still have to read my Megillah in Hebrew. Because I know in Hebrew, I must read it in Hebrew. It's an interesting halacha. Yodea Ashuris, so Yotzeba Ashuris. Belaz, if you only know Laz, Yotzeba Laz, Yotze in Laz. Okay? Now, it's an interesting thing. She argues on Shmuel. Shmuel says, you can be Yotze with the Targum. If you miss the puzzle, you're to the Targum. Rebbe argues, he says, if you know Hebrew, must hear it in Hebrew. Only if you're ignorant of Hebrew did Chazal make a takona that you can hear it in Laz. Now, he doesn't address the point of whether it's written in Laz in the Megillah, or you're the guy who's laying it translates it for Laz. But it's a shtickle mash for the next Gemara. Let's see the next one. Says Gemara, you're damn sure it's your day Laz. Yeah, I have a guy who knows their shirt. No, it's not much like this. It's from here, actually. It's not clear here exactly what the halacha is, whether I believe that it was mashma in the Mishnah that it has to be written in Laz, but it's not clear if it has to be written in Laz for the person who only stands foreign languages, POT, or can even be written not in that foreign language, but in Hebrew, as long as somebody translates for him as Yotze. Now the Gemara says, Yodeshus, Yodel Laz. You have a guy about Kori who knows both Hebrew and foreign languages. He himself could be Yotze in what? In Hebrew, right? But could he be Motzi somebody else by reading it in English?
So it says more, Yeva Kado, we have to say about this like we learned elsewhere. Kosha Eno Chayev Adover, anybody's not Chayev in something, Eno Motzi Sarai Dechov, also can't be Motzi the masses. So we have to, he's not Chayev in Laz. Right? He's not allowed to read in Laz. So therefore, he can't be Motzi anybody else who's going to want to be Yerzi in Laz. He can't do it. Okay? Kara Seirugin. Halacha base. He read a Seirugin, means in spurts. Nisnamne, he dozed off in the middle. Yotza. Hayakaisva, if you were writing the Megillah, Dorsha! You were dashing in the middle. In the middle, he started giving Dorshas, not Purim Torah. He started giving Dorshas in the middle of the Megillah. Megillah, you were correcting a Megillah. And Kivin Libo, if you focused on what you were saying, to be Yotze, Mikra Megillah, Yotza. I mean, love not, lo Yotza. Hayso Ksuva, Besam, Besikra, Kumus, Kankanktum, Alanir, Baldiftura, all these things are materials written on certain types of parchment which are not normal parchments. Lo Yotza, not Yotze. Achete, Aksuva, Ksuva, Ashritzka, written in Hebrew letters, Allah Sefer, on a parchment, Bidyo, with proper ink. Okay? Tani, Surugim Yotza, we learned if you read it in bursts, you Yotze. Surusim, if you read it backwards, out of order, you weren't Yotze. Surugim is Ketuim. You wrote read five psukim, stop. Then wait 5 minutes for another five psukim and so on and so forth. See, Rusim, Chad Perachad is when you go one instead of the other. In other words, from Pasuk 1 you go to Pasuk 3, then back to Pasuk 2, then to Pasuk 4, right? Then to Pasuk 5, you know, you skip around. That's no good. Says more, a little bit of a mice. We have this in the Bavli also, I believe. At least on the Ushami also, right? Maybe I think we even have some in the Bavli. Amin Elchagai. See, Rugin V'chalag goes. What the word Sirugin means, what the word Chalag Lugos means, and who do we give more respect to? Person who's wise or person who's older? These are all questions which the Chaverim needed to have answered, and they didn't know the answers. They also had another question, which is not recorded here, which the answer, which is recorded, what the word Mitate means. Matate, as in the Hebrew Matate. What's a Matate?
It
means
with a test.
Right.
I've seen it.
It's a broom. Yeah.
The sponge
is without fibers. So, just a rubber plate. So, Armin, they said, Nesuk Nishal Lebeis Rebbe. Let's go and ask in the house of Rebbe. Salkin Mishal Vamrun. So they went to ask and to say. Now the word Amrun here is out of place, and therefore all the people here changed yourselves, but what it means is they went to ask, then state their question. Yotza Shifra and Beis Rebbe. So Shifra came out of the house of Rebbe. Amr Lam, this maidservant, said to them, Hikonsu Lishonim. Come in age order. So what do we see? The first question is answered. What's more chashev? Age is more chashev than the chachma. Amrun, they said, so to the Talmid HaChachamim, you're standing at their argument that who would go first? Yo Palon Kamei, Yo Palon Kamei. They said, let go, so and so going first. No, it's so and so going first. So Sharon only Kedoyim Kedoyim. So they came in spurts. You know, because nobody wanted to say they're more Chashev than the other. So first three guys walked in together. Then another three guys walked in together. They came in spurts. Not so nobody should lord it over anybody else. So says the Gemara. The Amr Lehem, the Shifcha said, Lamatem nichnasim serugin, why are you coming in spurts? So here we see the second question is answered, right? What does the word serugin mean? Chad Rebbe, one of the Rabbonim who came in, one of the Talmidim, have a ton parchinin. He was carrying a certain flower or herb called parchinin. V'nafla minei, and they fell. Amr Lehem, so the Shifcha says, Rebbe, Nisbazu chalug lecha, your chalug logos were scattered. So that's the third question answered. What chalug logos are? We don't know what either of these things are, but they are pure chanin. Okay. Amrullah. So she said. The maidservant said to another maidservant, "I say matate. Go bring a matate. Vaisis alvina." And she brought a broom. So this, we know, the fourth unstated question here, what a broom is. So all their answers were answered even without ever actually been admitted to see Rebbe. They just got all the answers from the shifra.
Just from the shifra.
That's right.
She was poskening.
Not really Paskin, but she was...
These are derivations, etymological
derivations.
Derived
from what she did.
That's right. That's like, even the Sikhas Chulin, the Avonim of Tam Chacham, right? Raimon Amar, Kashem Shabbi, the man, Mishim Rabbi Yosef Lili, Tisak Rabbi Yosef, Nei Rabbi Yosef Lili, he seek boy, if he made a in the middle, could they leak us to school? Let's say, how long does it take to read the Megillah? 20 minutes, if we're going very fast. So, this looks like me and Reuven in 10 minutes. So if you make if you interrupt for 20 minutes in the middle, you're not Yetze. Can't interrupt for more than 20 minutes. That's the upper shear, whatever amount it takes to read the entire Megillah. Okay. So he's the book there because kula yolo yotza videchovaso. Rabbi and Rabbi Yerushim Rav said, "Look, Rabbi Yosef, that you're not Yetze." He's the book. Concerning the issue of Hifsik Ba, that loves her, was ugly. Rabbi Yochum Hashem, Rabbi Shim, Rabbi Yotzodok said, Af Bahalo Megillah King. This is also true about the Halo and Megillah. That by Hill, Halo and Megillah, you can't be Mavsik in the middle of Halo. Ooh. Till now, we're not talking about Megillah, talking about Kriya Shema. I'm sorry. Was it Kriya Shema? Yeah, it's Kriya Shema. And now we say Halal Megillah are the same parameters, okay? Abba Baruchuna, or Baruchuna.
So is this a big okay, the cross is Kula? That's the halakha we're talking
about? Yeah. So the source halakha is Kriya Shema. Then we go on to Megillah and to Halal, same thing. So Abba Baruchuna and Rav Chista Aviyasin, they were sitting, Armin, and saying, up at Kioske. So to buy Kiosk, you cannot be Mafsik in the middle of the Kiosk enough time that it would take you to finish the entire order of Kiosk. Sakal Beit Rabbi Shimon, and went to the house of Rabbi Shimon, and they heard the Rabbi Chuna said, Rabbi Shimon, Afilusha, what you said in the Bible, in Sababli and Sukkah. Afilusha, and Atesha shows, even heard them through 9 hours of the day. The nine kolos, you heard through 9 hours of the day, not all one sitting, obviously. You're still Yaitse. Right, because they're connected. Amar Rabbi Zira, well, I was still there in Bavel. It's a chesli. I had this difficult sakis locha about hearing nine calls in 9 hours. Sakis locha. I came up here to Eretz Yisrael. Shamis, I heard Amar Rabbi Yosa, B'shem Rabbi Yochan, I asked the name Rabbi Yochan. Afilu shama klayam kula yatsa. Even here in the entire day, Yaitse. Not just in 9 hours. We should somehow say that as long as you're at Kiyah the first hour, true, the Shvalin, Tzchua the second hour, and so on and so forth. You have to have heard, you can hear them in all hours of the day, excuse me. It doesn't matter. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Boy, Hoyatzarach Lepshuta, now this is a question which is not, doesn't seem to be answered by the Ushami, but it says, a separate question, Rabbi Yosef Boy, hey, is that Tzarach Lepshuta Rishona? Let's say somebody came in late, and they already blew a Tkiyah Shvarim, and now they're about to blow a second Tkiyah. So the guy who just came in, he needs his first Tkiyah. The guy who just was there needs a second Tkiyah. So does it work for both, right? Can I apply this Tkiyah to whoever needs in whatever place lot he needs it? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef again, Rabbi Yosef Boy, hey, is that Tzarach Lepshuta Rishona? This one needs a first blow, a simple blow. It requires an ending simple blow. A simple blow meaning, of course, a tkiyah. So what's the halacha? Can you divide up who's yotzei to what? Tkiyah achas motzei deshneim or not? So it's actually the Gemara doesn't answer this question, but there's a machlokas here. In fact, there's those who in Tarash Shushan brings the one opinion that since it wasn't resolved, so it's a suffix Rabbanan, right? I don't know why. But the Tarash Shushan brings down those who hold that have a gear so that the Sugi also actually holds the Kula. That one blow can work for both. For two people, one who just walked in late and one who was there already, the one blow can work for them. For both, one for the last blow of one order and the other for the first blow of the other order. Okay, so there is such an opinion. Rabbi Merchia said, came back to Yishu Kriyashma.
Now, can you turn the switch on the fan, please? It's stuffy here. Sometimes it's very, very cold, but I feel so hot.
Rabun Barachia, thank you. Rabun Barachia, boy, you can go Kriyashma Birchosel. I have several options. Kriyashma, when we say you can't be mopsing Kriyashma longer than it takes to reach Shema, do we mean the Shema itself? Do we mean the Shema with the Brachis? Or do we mean, for that matter, talking about the Brachis even without the Shema? Which is it? A, B, or C, right? A, B, or both of the above, right? So it says more again. Rabun Barachia, boy, you can go Kriyashma Birchosel. Birchosel? Is the Krishma with the brachas? He will love Bechose, Krishma without the brachas, or Bechose will love it, or maybe it's the brachas without Krishma. Furthermore, Hipsik Shlisha, let's say you're Mapsik a third, but it takes you, let's make it a round number, 18 minutes to read Shema with its brachas. It's actually quite long. 12 minutes to read Krishma and its brachas. That's reasonable, right? It's quite a little bit long, so it's reasonable. So now let's say the first time Mapsik 4 minutes. Then you went on. Then you're mopsing another 4 minutes. Then you went down. You're mopsing another 4 minutes. Do those interruptions combine to create the prohibited 12 minutes of interruption? Right. That's that question. Ubekorim misharim, ubekhodar misharim. Also, do we go about by this specific person's reading, or we go by all people in the world? In other words, this guy might be particularly slow or particularly fast. Do we take that into account, or we just do by generic? Says the Gemara, Armai Visanya, let me stop at Kikore. It doesn't make sense to go after the Kore. In fact, we go after general conduct. We take an average of people, because obviously that's what's considered to be a hefsek in an objective sense, and he holds it as an objective hefsek. Okay?
So the same hold true for the Kriyas Megillah?
Yeah, we have to, you see,
I mean, you said originally
if they read it in Brisk, so it's a long time, right? It's a short time. If they read it anywhere else, it's a long time because they clap on. Right. But we go after the people who clap on, because
that's most of the people in the world.
Okay?
Except for Briskers.
No. The Briskers, of course, have their own world, so it's not a contradiction. Yeah?
The Kriya Shema. Someone could, in the middle of Kriya Shema, start interpreting the Psukim?
Mm-hmm.
So that was only for
Megillah.
That's not
mm-hmm.
the case.
Not for Shema.
Right. Okay, it says one further. Menashe, have Yosef, Kamei, Kum, Rebbe Zera. Menashe was one of the students of Rebbe Zera. Menamnei, he was dozing off. Armalei, so he said, it seems like it's in Megillah. It's in Megillah, Kriya Shema. So Rebbe Yochanan said, Chazor Loch, say it over again. To Lo Kavani, see, Nav Kavana. Ay, ay, ay. Weiter. Haya Kaisman. It says you're writing the Megillah. Hey, how can you write a Megillah in Purim? Purim is also a Melacha. Adamara teaches us, Shemutavas Yis Melacha must be allowed to Melacha on Purim, right? Because otherwise, how can you write a Megillah and being Yotzi in Purim? Melacha is not Mutter.
What's the union of the holiday? It's not like mundane Melacha. It's. You're writing for the sake of making another Megillah?
That's not a bad answer. In fact, the Moody Yerushalayim goes to the possibility of saying that answer. But ultimately, I forgot why. He doesn't accept it. He rejects that possibility. I don't remember why. So in any event, I remember. So in any event, so here it says, Hadam Rosh Hashay, again, Hadam Rosh Hamutav Asiyas Melacha, says more, no. No, Mar, let's say it's about Barbos or Bekrochim. So about you live in a metropolis, so you only have to be on the 15th, right? But you're in a city for the 14th, right? So now you're on the 14th, it's not your Yontif, but you're doing it then, okay? Now, Shaz Yotzi then. Now, why Shaz Yotzi then? In what respect? So the Shari Torah says it's all and Mashbiach say because with the Avid Yoyte, even if you read on your Dal, even you're a Tesvavnik. So the Shari says you're allowed to Melach on your Dal because you're a Tesvavnik. But are you Yotze with the Kriyas Megillah, reading as you were writing it down, and we're saying yes. Carbonatus Hayadim Shah, which I like a little bit better actually. Carbonatus says, Shari says, say about. When Purim, like next year, when Purim of the city, of the world cities is going to be on Shabbos, right? So then, And he when the lame Megillah and when Purim is on Shabbos?
Like Thursday.
Friday. Nowadays go back to Friday. So and that Friday is not also b'malacha for if somebody lives in a krach, in a metropolis. Even though he's going to read Megillah that day, but it's not the actual day of Kriyas Megillah, so it's not also b'malacha according to anybody. Okay, so it's interesting. We go to great stretches to not disprove the possibility of Isra Malacha on Purim. It's interesting. Says Gemara, V'darsha. It says you're allowed to dash in the middle. Says Yerushalmi, knowing Jews, actually you have to get someone in the Yaras Acheres as long as you don't take yourself off in other tangential directions. But to dash in about Megillah and Mitten Megillah, that's okay. But to dash in about President in China, that's not okay. Okay? Well, Megia, if you're checking the mistake, Tani aim a doctor meals is to say we don't pay attention to mistakes. Because it's a Megillah, it's not a Sefer Torah. Rav Yitzhak Bar Abba Bar Mechazer Rav Chananeh, Lavi Yisivin, Kumi Rav, there's in front of Rav, Charamar Yehudim. One said it's supposed to be written Yehudim with one Yud. Charamar Yehudim with two Yuds. L'chazer Chaminon, and neither of them gave way in this argument. Ha ha! So therefore, obviously, we're not medactic in the letters because then both would be wrong, right? They'd have to kill each other. Says more further, Rabbi Yochanan have a kari kulu yudim. Read them all yudim and not yudim. Rabbi Chilva and Rabbi Yirmiyahu of Hashem Rav said, "Kosav Echonimer Sefer." When Pasuk calls Megillah Sefer, a book, because of Echonimer Geres, it says it's a letter. Igeres, okay, so how is it a letter? So I'll tell you. What do we do because it's an Igeres, by the way?
He folds it,
right. But Yerushalmi doesn't have such a thing. There's a leniency in its sewing. Even though it's a servitor, you have to sew the entire length from top to bottom of the parchment, leaving a little bit at the end. Here, in Tav Arba, it should be just Gimel. The Shnaim, the later manuscript takes out. So Shem Tav Arba, Shem Tav Arba Sholosh Takim Shik Sheira. If you put in it three weaves, that then it's kosher. One second. What does it mean?
I mean, it's sewed very loosely together, rather than. Stitched closely.
Yeah. So in other words, in a Sefer Torah you'd have
it's a continuous.
Yeah. Actually,
but the Sefer Torah I think has like five or six because it's a broad parchment. So Megillah could also be made with a broad parchment, but the two or three is enough because it's a letter. It doesn't have to be such a good binding. Just stapled together is okay. Okay. Halach down. No staples and not okay. Just kidding, but the idea. Halach. Not yet. Says Gemara. Oh yeah, look. I'm sorry, the wrong page. Look, Gimel. Okay, Ben Yisrael Lekrach. Now this one is a little bit tricky. Just a teeny trip, little trip. Ben Yisrael Halach Lekrach. A Ben Yisrael, a guy from a city who goes to metropolis. A Ben Krach Shalach Lir, a guy from a metropolis who goes to the city. If he's going to go back to his place, Kore Kimakomo. He reads like the place where he's from. And if not Kore Imoim, he reads with the place where he is. Isn't that mission straightforward and simple? Ha ha ha! Just kidding. It's very complex. In fact, this mission is very, very difficult. Because they're going to undermine the entire mission. But the Parsha B'Shaita is like Yontem Sheni, Mamish.
Yeah.
Like Yontem Sheni. When you go, you're an Israeli in Chutzarat, you keep one day, except certain Chumras in the Yishuv. When you're in a American in Eretz Yisrael, you keep one day, except that most people now keep 2 days. But the idea it seems like to be that. You keep two days because you always go as long as you have in mind to go back to your place. You read like your place. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah.
So, is when in Rome, do as the Romans.
No, the opposite.
Where are you planning to go?
No, where you.
Doesn't matter the difference where you are.
No, that doesn't matter. Your actual abode is.
Yeah.
It sounds like Mishnah. If I'm a Chicagoan, I'm a Yerushalayim, I read on Yudalit. Just like an American going to Israel keeps 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm Israeli come to Chutzlaretz, I keep
one
day. So too, somebody came from come to Yerushalayim to Chicago, he will keep Tezvav. That's what it sounds like in the Mishnah. Okay, let's see it inside. Imasi la'asolim koma korei kimakoma. You read like your original location, wherever that is. If not korei moim, you read wherever you are now. Okay. So it says when nicho ben krach shachlier. I understand a guy from a walled city went to a non-walled city. What do I understand about that? Here's the Megillah in the non-walled city on Yudalit, right? Shazman Muchar, since his time is later. So therefore, he's Yotzei Yudalit. So he doesn't have to wait till the later time. However, Ben Ir Shalach LeKrach, what about the other way around? A guy from a open city who went to a metropolis, a walled city, Vein's Mana Muktam. Why doesn't he have to read on his earlier day, Yudalit? He's already there at that time. Why does he read that? And furthermore, once he's there on Yudalit and listening to him on Yudalit, why does he not Yotzi? Why does he go back and read on Tezvav? You see the question? I understand a guy who went from a small city to a metropolis, who went to a city, that he doesn't have to read the city because he'll go back the next day and read on Tezvav. But a guy who's from the city and intends to go back to the city, right?
Well, I confused myself. Let me start beginning the Gemara again.
If a guy from a metropolis goes to a city, so then he reads the Dema Yudalit. Shazmana Mukhor, his time is later, and we'll see if he goes back to the city or not. However, Ben Yishroch LeKrach, but a guy from a city who went to metropolis, Ben Zmana Muktam, right? Didn't he already become Chayev in his own city? So how is he going to be Yotzei his own city, right?
Right, because he can't rely on the 15th, because that's not his din.
Right. So Rabbi Yudan said, "Let's come Ben Yishroch LeKrach." You're right, Krach.
It doesn't make any sense, actually. The underlying logic. That's a question. And the Korbanator makes even less sense.
Yeah, I'm trying to do according to read Baz, but I'm probably getting it wrong.
The implication is that the difference is whether the Chiyuv comes earlier or the Chiyuv comes later.
I got to let the cat out of the bag before we go further, which is that in the end, the Gemara is going to say, and obviously the Gemara is using this principle now, Aparos ben Yomos, Lashon of actually the Bavlis, Aparos ben Yomos Ikre Paros, Mukov ben Yomos Ikre Mukov. In other words, if you're just in a unwalled city one day, you're already a non-walled guy. If you're walled city for one day, you're a walled guy. Okay? So the Rusham is really basing on that. It's foreknowledge that that's going to be the end of the sugya later on.
And that's what the Korbanator says.
Right.
That's how the Korbanator.
Right, but that's going to work out now.
So it is what in Rome do as the Romans do. If you're in a walled city for one day, you
right.
are a walled city
right.
inhabitants. Right. That's the assumption of the question.
But wait, no. The trick is not no. We want you to be both. We want to give you both, Dina, where you are and where you're going to be. So look, Nicha ben Krach Shoch Le'ir, of a guy from Yerushalayim goes to Tel Aviv, right? Why should go to Tel Aviv? Because of neighbor. Ben, do you know they say that Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld placed a curse on Tel Aviv that it would rain every Purim? Because they used to make these big carnivals, the Adlo Yodas, and he didn't like that, so he placed a curse on it. And they say it rains every year in Tel Aviv on Purim. So, in any event, so of course I'm going
to... The year I was, just a couple years ago,
yeah.
I was not in Tel Aviv, I was in Renana.
Yeah.
I was there on the day of the Adlo Yoda parade. It was beautiful. The only day of the whole week.
Was it Purim?
I don't know. That's a good question.
No, I told you, I'm Purim. It was a din on Purim. It's not a din on any other day.
I don't really know.
He didn't put a tznai in the net in a klala. Maybe whatever that is.
Maybe it was Tesfav.
Maybe it was Tinus Esther.
Maybe it wasn't.
Okay, so again, Nicha ben Krach Sholach here, a guy from Yerushalayim goes to Bnei Brak. Shazmanam Uchar. So his real time is later. So he'll be Yaitan Yudalit. And it won't be a problem that he's not Leant Tesfav because we're going to see later on, as we already know actually ourselves, but you're always Yaitan Yudalit. Even a Yerushalayim guy is Yaitan Yudalit, right? However, Benir Shalach Lekrach. What about a guy from Tel Aviv, from Bnei Brak, who went to Yerushalayim and Yudalit? Veinsman Amukdam, doesn't he have his own earlier time? When was he Yotze? Tesvav is, with Yudalit, you can be Yotze Tesvav, but with Tesvav, you can't be Yotze Yudalit. So a guy went from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, he could be Yotze with Bnei Brak, and that'll cover it, B'dievet at least, his Yerushalayim Achiv. But not vice versa. So that's going to work the other way around, right? So I'm Rabin and Leitz Kam Ben Yerushalach Lekrach. You know what? You're right. If a guy from Bnei Brak goes to Yerushalayim, he cannot be Yotze with them. Even though it says Mishal Kori Moim, it's not sufficient. Because he has to read on his day, which is Yudalit. The time the Bei Rebbe came. And we also learned the Bei Rebbe like that. Ben Krach Sholach Leir. If a Ben Krach goes to this city, that's okay. But if the other way around, it doesn't work. You're not Yotze. Rabbi Yosef said, Avkan ba'osi lishtakeya ima. Now, according to Korban Eda, this means kipshuto. That depends, this means that you're there intent with the intent of settling there. But the Pnei Moshe and Ridbaz explain that everything goes, what Rabbi Yosef means to say, what determines your status is where you intend to be mishtakeya the day of Purim. Not mishtakeya, you know, like it says in the Agoda, not that it means that they came there to settle, but where you intend to spend the day, that determines what your status is.
Spend the day or spend the night?
Oh, I'm Rabbi Yosef. V'sheyotza kodem l'sheher mizrach. This is only if you left before that which, well, that if that if you didn't that you're not part of the krach or the ear. If you didn't decide to stay there, it's only when you left the city before daybreak, right? But if you left the city after daybreak, you're ready kavua there. That's it.
You spent the night there.
Yeah.
So you
right.
Could actually spend the night and leave an hour before daybreak.
Yeah.
And not be considered. A
right, but only if you but not if you. Not if you race. Who shiatsa kolim shlisher mizrach? Then yatsa laachasher mizrach kvar niftar. Then you were ready niftar, meaning that you were ready.
Settled.
No, I'm not sure I got this right. No, I got. I'm sorry, I read it wrong the first time. Amar Rabbi Yosi Ushiyotza. Sorry, I have to go back a line. Amar Rabbi Yosi Avkan Bosi Shtakei Moi means we're talking about the guy. This is a different answer. We're talking about the Ben Ir. The Ben Ir Shohach LeKrach, right? The Ben Ir Shohach. Yeah, now I have it. The Ben Ir Shohach LeKrach. The guy from you the guy from Bnei Brak goes to Yerushalayim. So, in order to be Pater up, so we said Lichor has written Yudalit anyway, right? Because Yudalit Pater's Tesvav, but Tesvav doesn't Pater Yudalit. So he says, no. It's talking about where he left Yudalit with the intent. He left on Yudalit, left Bnei Brak with the intent to spend Purim in Yerushalayim. And that's why it becomes Yerushalmi if it's a Bidalocha Purim. And that, on Rabbi Yossi, which he also called Lishrayim Mizrach, it's only if you left Bnei Brak before daybreak. If you left after daybreak, I still have it wrong. No. It's only if you left.
One second.
All right. The Ridbaz one's like this. The Ridbaz one's talking about a guy who wants to potter himself from Megillah altogether. He wants to potter himself from Megillah altogether. So how does he do that? He goes.
He's out of Bnei Brak on Yudalit.
and he only leaves to go back to Bnei Brak Tesvav in the morning.
No, before daybreak.
Before daybreak, right.
On Tesvav.
On Tesvav,
so
that's
he's
right.
He's in limbo. He's hasn't had residency for 2 days.
That's right. So now he's exempt. That's what it's all about. Good. The only way he gets out of Yushalayim's chiyuv is if he leaves Yushalayim before daybreak on Tesvav. No. The other way. The only way he gets out of his own chiyuv is the only way. I know what I'm trying to say. And let me see if I can put it. Let me stipulate it outside first, and let me see if I can then put it inside. If you come, let's say you leave your dalet
from Bnei Brak,
and you come to Yerushalayim before, even after nightfall, before sunrise, you're chayv in Megillah, right? The chayv in Megillah that night.
Yes.
In other words, you come in the middle of the night, you must read Megillah at night, and of course the next day. So the only way you're going to get out, the only way you would get out of reading Megillah and Tesvav in Yerushalayim is if you came after daybreak. If you came after daybreak, then not only you put the night before, you also put it for that day. You must, this is what I'm trying to get out somehow. You must actually, both day and night are contingent on daybreak. If you get there before daybreak, you're chai bein bayom, bein balayla bein bayom. If you get there after daybreak, you're potter ben balayla ben bayom. Okay, you're potter, so everything has to do with daybreak itself, both for night and for day. Okay, that once happened to me many years ago when I was in Shalvin, and I got drunk on Yudalit, and it was, I think, also a day of a big snow, so I only made it to Yerushalayim after nightfall. Purim was a lot of snows in Yerushalayim in Israel. So I only made Yerushalayim after nightfall, and I thought I was under the misapprehension that was potter since I only got to Yerushalayim after nightfall. It was wrong. I actually didn't hear Megillah that year. I both, Balayla Uvayom, which is actually what the sugya is trying to tell us here.
Now, aren't you chayev to hear it twice? If you miss it in the nighttime, you're chayev to hear it twice.
No, it's not Tashlumin. It's the two separate chiyuvim. It can't be mashed in one with the other. Okay, so that's what it says. So let's see if we can fit that in now. We're talking about here. If you're in a city the entire day, that entire day you become one of them. Rabbi Yisrael said. It has to do, if you want to become like them, you have to leave to that place before Heir Pnei Mizrach. I'm Yotzal Achashar Heir Pnei Mizrach. Yeah, it's Parshan now. Now they've said it outside, it's Parshan. Vushiyotz, in order to get to be like a place, you have to go to that place. Yotzal means you have to go to that place. Kodim Sheir Mizrach, in order before daybreak. But if you got that place after daybreak, you're exempt from Megillah in that location. To become a resident location, you must get the location before daybreak, and then you're chayav bein balayla bein bayom. If you get there after daybreak, you're potter. You're not a member. You're not affiliated with that location. Okay? If not, it's a boy. He asks. He. It seems like it's a question, actual statement. Matas itzatzkei zeger shemol achasher mizrach. It's a ger. It became a ger for morning. So it depends. If he became a ger, if he became a ger before daybreak, zayit, the night has to go quickly and go in Megillah. Run from the mikvah to the shul, right? A ger shemol achasher mizrach kvar niftar. But if it's after Pnei Mizrach, he's already exempt because even though he still has the chiyuv of Purim Suda and Mishloach Manas Matas Avyanim, Megillah doesn't have a chiyuv that year. Okay, better luck next year. Rabun Barachia boy. Rabun Barachia asked, Ben Ir Shaka di Rosu Leli Chamishosar, a Ben Ir who left his city, Tesvav night, right? He left. He didn't yet get to Yerushalayim, but he left to go to Yerushalayim. He's chayev kan, he's chayev here, and there. He's chayev in both places.
Uben Krach, what about, and the other guy, Sha'aka, a guy from Yerushalayim, Sha'aka di Rosso, he left his city, Bilel, now it says Arbosa, but it should be Bilel Tezvav, everybody changes the gear so here. They had the Gilan Hashas, the Shai Turis Yitzhol, the Light and Manuscript, everybody changes it. So, but if a guy left, Uben Krach, Sha'aka di Rosso, Bilel Tezvav, Niftar Mikanokan, he's exempt from both Yudam Tezvav. Do you see why? In other words, I'm a guy in Yerushalayim. I left Yerushalayim my Purim night. So Yudalit, I was still in Yerushalayim, right? Tezvav, since I left before Heir Pnei Mizrach, so I'm exempt. I managed to pater myself from Mikra Megillah that year altogether. It's that simple, right? So Yudalit, guy who left to go to Yerushalayim, like my case in Shalvim, the night of Tezvav, I'm chayv in both. But a guy who comes from Yerushalayim the night of Tezvav, two ships cross, you know, passing in the night, so he is exempt from both Yudal and Tezvav. Okay? Uben Yirmau Shiyoti Ben Krach Hidecho Voso. Now let's say a guy from Yudalid, now the Shaila is exactly what the situation is, where they're meeting up with each other. It's not clear. But let's say for our purposes, a guy who read already on Yudalid comes to Yerushalayim and he wants to be Motzi Somei Tezvav, and he only got there after daybreak, right? So what's the stay aloch? Yeva kado, we have to say this, kol she'enu chayv b'dov, anybody who's not chayv, ain't a motzi sari dechvos, he can't be motzi the masses. He can't. My day's Yudal, your day's Tezvav, I came to Shalai in the morning of Tezvav, I can't be motzi you. It's not my chi.
But can he be a shliach?
No. It's like a woman being motzi a man. He's a woman now. He's vis-a-vis this aloch. He's not mechuyim. His chiv was Yudal. His chiv is not Tezvav.
So what about a Baal Korei that lanes it?
That's David. He's a Bar Chiyuv of that day.
No, he lanes it even on the same day. He lanes it three times.
But he was Mechuyev at one point in that day. This guy was never Mechuyev on that day.
Okay.
And that day was never Mechuyev. Ben Krach, Maushiyotzi Ben Iri De Chavoso. What about the other way around? A Tezvav guy in Yudal. Vieva kado, let's say, but in this case, like that which we learn, kol shena chayav b'dov and motzi zirami dechavos, and that would be he's not motzi because he's not chayav. Oh, yeva kahi. Now maybe it's like this. Dam Rabbi Chaver of Chuna b'shem Rabbi Chia. Rabbi said, hakol yitzi barbos or shuzman kriya. But the yevet, even a tezvav guy, even a Yerushalmi, is yoytzem bnei brak's day. So maybe even though he has his own chia for tezvav, maybe he's mostly the Yudalid guy, right? You see that? In other words, even though he's going to be he came to Bnei Brak in the morning of Yudalid, but maybe since B'dievet a Tezvav guy can be Yotzi Yudalid, so it's considered B'Toiras Yudalid. That's the Shaila, right?
Maybe it depends on his intention if he's planning to return.
No, he plans to return. Nonetheless, the Gemara is saying that yeah. It's odd. So to Machlokes HaPoskim, how are we passing? Because the Gemara doesn't give an answer. The Gemara just stops here. So the Taz says he wants to pass in Lekula because it's a Derabbanan Megillah. So therefore he passes Lekula. But the Rashba actually had a Girsa that says that you can't. Rashba Takli had a Girsa in the Gemara that you cannot be Motzi. So it doesn't work either way. Yudal can't be Motzi. That's what
Yudal. Here's another similar scenario. An Israeli, can he be Motzi for Kiddush?
Absolutely not.
On the second day,
he can't be Motzi Kish, he can't be Motzi to the laning, can't be Motzi anything.
Same thing, sure.
Okay. Rabbi Yudan Boy, that's why if Israeli comes to Shul on Simchas Torah, so, I mean, give an Aliyah, but so you can't, he's not, can't be Motzi, can't be to get Mafti or anything like that. Okay. Rabbi Yudan Boy, Ben Yoshin Shenosan Baitu Laka Di Rosso. A guy is in the city who intends to leave. He hasn't left yet, but he intends to leave Leil Chamisha Asar, the 15th. Right? He intends to go the 15th Yerushalayim. So what's the status? It says more Lomastiso, he isn't this the Mishnah, Ben Ir Shoach Likrach. It's like Ben Ir goes to a Krach. It says more Mastiso Ksharyavikrach. That's when he already is in the Krach the night of Tesvav. Matsvichole, my Shailas Ksharyavi Ir. So in fact, here the Gemara wants to say that equate intent with actual practice. In other words, even I didn't get to Yerushalayim the night of Yud Tezvav, but I intended to leave the night of Tezvav.
and the next day I find myself in Yerushalayim, it may well be that my intent already classifies me.
Which is a big chumrah, but that's what he wants to say. Avam Farshi Yami V'Ochem Yidboros. But what about people who are at sea or at desert? Koyin Kedakim Yidav. They read they read on the 14th day, no matter who they are. Ben Krach, Ben Ir, because they lose their status. They're not Ben Krach, they're not Ben Ir anymore. They're Ochem, because everything goes after the day you're there, right? That's the whole gist of it. In other words, even though the Mishnah sounded like an Eretz Yisrael Chutzlaretz issue by Yom Tov Sheni, it's not. It really is whatever place you are, that's how you lane. So therefore, if you're in the Midbar, even if you came from Yerushalayim, you still lane on the Yudalit. Okay? Amrei Mona, Mona said, Ba'asi Lachzor L'Makomo. Now, some of Forshim learned this, that this is only that this is going on the previous case of sailors and desert nomads, but that's Korban Eden learns it. But the Shari Torah Yisrael, I think, is right. So it's going back in the Mishnah, and he says that when it says that a Ben Krach reads like a Ben Ir, that's even when he intends to go back to his place. Okay, and he's really summarizing the sugya. In other words, even a guy, a Ben Krah, even if he's intends to go back to Yerushalayim the next day, since right now today he's in Bnei Brak, it's got to be like a Bnei Braker. Okay, on Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Pinchas says, "Pasuk, Akeda Yudim Ma'prozim, the Jews are who are scattered." What does it mean, scattered? I mean, they all scatter on Purim. What it means is Porus Hoyabosa Shah. Right now, because it says it in present tense, right? The Yudim Haprazim, right? Or as Haprazim means the guys who are scattered now, not the people living in the cities who don't have walls. It means people right now are scattered. So wherever you find yourself, again, as the Lush of the Bible is, Porus Ben Yomo Mikre Porus. If right now you're scattered, that's sufficient to allow you or to require you to read Megillah on Yudah, and vice versa. If right now you're Mukaf, that's sufficient to require you to read Megillah on Tesvav. Okay? Mechum Korei Adam Sam Megillah V'Yaitze Bo Yidei Chavosim. For where is the person reading Megillah is Yaitze? Remer Mer Kula. Remer says the entire Megillah. The Gantz Megillah. Rav Yilam Mer Meish Yehudi. Rav Yaitze Mer Meachar Dvar Meilu from after these things. That's where Haman. Rav Ov, it's the first time I mentioned the Masechta. Rav Ov Shem Lesem Mar Mer Kula. New says the whole, you read the whole thing. How shame, because it says, okay, because it says, okay, now call you very good, I'll call you very good, so the entire letter. Read from Yishudi, says what they saw about this. I mean, what Mordechai saw, not to bow down to Haman. From Haman, my gialem, what befell them. Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Levi said, "Man the Markula he dashes." It says, "V'chol maaseh tukvo tukvo grosso." All the episode of his strength and greatness. That's the one, the second last pasuk in the Megillah. One of the last pasukim. Man the Marmi Ishiudi, because it says, "Parshas Gluos Mordechai, the greatness of Mordechai." Man the Marmi Achar Dvorim Eile, Asher Gidlo Amelch, from that which starts with the king elevating individuals. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Moshe Rishon Levi said a different way of darshing the same thing. Tokef means tokef. It says tokef. Then it says the word before that is kol, so it says kol tokef. Then it says another word for that es kol tokef. So tokef, that would be just zet tokef shel Haman, the power of Haman. Kol tokef, which is a ribui, means start earlier. Zet tokef shel Mordechai. Now don't just start from Haman, start from Mordechai. Es kol tokef. That's Zet Tokvo Shel Achashverosh. It's because Eskol Tokev is like a mute achar mute l'rabos. S is a mute, Kol is a mute, right? So it's a mute achar mute l'rabos, something like that. It's not really a mute, but not even means the entire Megillah, meaning start from Vahiva Mi Achashverosh. Tarev Shem Be'yachai Omer Mi Balayla Hu. From Balaylu, another Shnasimel, from the turnabout time. Okay? That's where Shem Be'yachai says to learn from. Mi Mokum Shem, because it says, why be Yimakos Svara? Yimakom Shai Sama Apolosu Shal Haman, Misham Isog Losu Shal Mordechai. The greatness of Haman came from the greatness of Mordechai came from the downfall of Haman. Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rav said, "Aloha Krabi Meir Du Amar Kula."
Those are mayor that said the whole thing. Zero Shem Yochan said, Be'eruvin, Eruvin is that we require both Shituf and Eruv, where they're Mavros and Chatzeros. The Tait Sibur is that you lane by Minchon by Ne'ilan at Tait Sibur. Noega, Noga, Kokra, Meir, everybody's Minchon, Sark, Meir. Rabbi Yaakov, Rachel, Shem, Rabbi Yochanan said, Av Megillah says to Noga, Kokra, Meir, that we lane the entire Megillah. Rabbi Chel, Rabbi Master, Rabbi, and Rabbi Yossi, Bar Menashe, Shem, Rab said, Beit Amadamar Kula, even whether it's like you have to read the whole thing. Beit Amadamar Mishudi, you have to read the line from Mishudi. Beit Amadamar Chard, Vorim Eila, Ubibam Yisei Vashom, it's got to be from complete Megillah. Because you can't just lane from abbreviated Megillah. It has to be the entire Megillah. You lane from only part of it. Rabbi Chel, Rabbi Master, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Menashe, Shem, Rab said, Imhoisel Ksuva Chumashim. It was written in Chumashim in Kremba B'Rabbi. There was a big machlokes HaChaim here. What is this referring to? One opinion holds it's referring to the Megillah. That's the one opinion, the Korban Edah, holds that it's totally about the Megillah, and it's saying that you can't have to have Megillah written all at once. You know, you can't have different sections in the Megillah written on different klafim. Another holds it's actually talking about the Shari Torah. Another holds it's actually talking about Sefer Torah. And so it's a well-known halacha that you can't read from Sefer Torah unless all of it is there. You can't read from each chumash independently. Actually, b'dieved, we paskin, if a chumash is kosher, you can learn from it. Even the rest of the Sefer Torah is possible, but that's only b'dieved. L'chatzchila, you're not supposed to. And even that is where the other ones are present, not when the other ones are missing. Okay? So, imay soksub chumash chumash yekorem barabi. All right, Tanchuma said, Bifnei Idiotas, because the fools will think that that's all that's in the Sefer Torah, that's all in the Megillah, whatever's there. Ula Birya B'Shem Rabbi Lezer B'Shem Rabbi Chinna said, it should say Megillah, not Rogil. Megillah Tzarechli Kros HaBalai Lov V'Tishnos HaBayom. You have to read the Megillah, and that was the real important Torah. Megillah, you have to read at night, and you have to say over at night. But L'Shanoisa, what do they think L'Shanoisa meant?
Change.
No, to darshan it, because it's Lashon Mishnah, so it means you have to learn the Mishnah about Megillah in the morning, right? That's what they actually thought, that you have to read at night and learn the Mishnah about in the morning. Sarvei Meimar Lishnois Mishnosa. At night you read the Megillah, in the morning you learn the Mishnah. Har Rabbi Ava, Rabbi Ava said, Mari Bavlaya. Not sure, obviously it was in the Shtach on the Babylonians, not sure exactly what it was. But in any event, he said, Masters from Bavel, I guess it was ironic, I don't know exactly what it was. Lishnos Kriyasa means to repeat the Lani. Rabbi Chenya said, it's a drush which is in the Bavi and the Tainus. Ozi HaKosh Baruch Hu Lassos Leosos Rosh Chula Tzadikim Los Lovo. Hashem will eventually lead the circle of dancing of the Tzadikim in the world to come. My time, or what Pasuk says is, Shitu Libchem L'Chela, pay attention to its Chela. Chela means its strength, but we die L'Chela, see, it's written with a Vav, which means to its circle. But Tzadikim Marim also Etzba, all the Tzadikim sound around Moshem in the circle, so to speak, and they pointed him, so to speak, with their fingers. Omrim Zeh. They say, Kizeh Elokim Elokeinu Olam Vo'ed, this is our God for eternity. Hu Yinagenu Amus. I think it's the end of Wednesday, Shir Shoyom, right? No, not Wednesday. Thursday. Hu Yinagenu Amus. It's one of the Shir Shoyoms, isn't it?
It's always either Wednesday or Thursday. I
would
pick them out.
So, anyway, Hu Yinagenu Amus.
We said it either yesterday or today.
No, it's not Wednesdays. I don't remember which one it is. Anyway, I think it's one of them. So, Amus, what does Amus mean? He's going to conduct us, Amus. Three drushes. Amus could mean Balumos, in youth, which means Bizrizus in speed and in vigor. Amus could mean Ke'ilain Alamos, like young girls, which means that they're, you know, in beauty and in a pleasant way. Tirgeim Akilas, and yet another interpretation is that of Akilas' interpretation, Asa Nisaya, in a way which brings about, portends miracles, meaning Olam She'em Bo Mavis, the world which has no death. So Almus means Al Mavis, beyond death. So it could mean any of these three interpretations.
But anyway, in this circle, Hatzadiki Marimoso Be'etzba, they show, they look, they point at Hashem with their fingers. They say, Kizelu Kim Elokeinu Olam Vaed, we now gain our moose. He will conduct us in this world. He will conduct us in the world to come. Again, according to Akilah Sager, I'm of us beyond death. Rabbi Chava, Rabbi Chava, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chava, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, said, it says, Mishpach, Mishpach, it says, Mishpach, 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 Shevet, Shevet, Vaam, Vaam. So that means everybody's got a link. Now, everybody doesn't just mean nations and tribes. It means Mikan Mishmaros Kuno Leviya, the Mishmaros of Kohen Leviya in the Beis Hamikdash, Shubetalim. They stop working hard to go here in Megillah. On Rabbi Chel Mikan the Beis Avad, the Beis Hamedrash Yehabotel. Okay? Everybody goes to camp in order to hear Megillah. Now, finally, it's amazing drasha. Shim Barbav Shem Yehon said, Vizichom Lo Yosef Mizaro. Says the commemoration of Megillah should not cease from their children. Mikan from here should cover the Chachamim Meseches. That's why Chachamim made a Mesechta from Mesechta Megillah. Do you ever hear the Chasim Sofer? It's the infamous Chasim Sofer. Chasim Sofer says why there's no Mesechta Chanukah. So he says, very shver Chasim Sofer. He says because Rebbe was upset because Rebbe was from Beis Yehuda, right? On his mother's side, actually. And the Kohanim took away the kingship, right? So it was upset. He wasn't going to give them a Masechta, which is a terrible, terrible terrible thing to say about Rebbe, right? Because Rebbe Mustama was a big Baal Musar, big Tzadik. How can you say that? But now, here's the true pshat in the Yerushalmi. What's Yerushalmi saying? The truth is there shouldn't be a Masechta Megillah either. The Masechta Megillah is full of things like Bamos, Tzaras, all sorts of superfluous things, just in order to flesh out a Masechta, right? There shouldn't be a Masechta Megillah either, because it's a Yontif to Rabbana. It doesn't need its own Masechta. Shavuos doesn't have its own Masechta. You don't need to have a Yontif to Rabbana, its own Masechta. Could be like Hanukkah, could be in the middle of Masechta Shabbos, right? They could put it somewhere else. But the Pshat is, it's a special Gzeres HaKosuv. Since we dashed in the Megillah, it says, Zichron Lo Yosem Yizara. So we took that to be a drasha, that we have to make a Masechta Megillah, and that's why the Masechta Megillah. It's an amazing, amazing thing.